zeg het erbij bij het meest dat je hem aan je gaat. Maar als je maar pet is een zacht of belooier, a member of a chut, a member of the balcony forgot to make an error between themselves. And we're talking about where there's a large structure that opened up into a chut. And the people that live on the bottom floor of the structure are called the anti chut, the people of the chut. And they have openings from their house into the chut. While the people that live on the top floor of the structure, they're called the anti marpeta, the people of the balcony. And there's a balcony that runs the length of the top floor. And the household that live in the top floor have an opening from their house onto the balcony. And at the end of the balcony, there's a set of steps for a ladder that lead down from the balcony into the chutzah. Now, the household that live on the bottom floor of the chutzah, who are regarded as the anche chutzah, they made an error between themselves, to ladder and carry from their house into the chutzah. While the members that live on the top floor of the structure, who are regarded as the anche marpeta, they also made an error between themselves, to ladder and carry from their house onto the balcony. However, the Anche Chatzar and the Anche Marpeta did not get together to make an error between themselves. So therefore, the Anche Chatzar can't carry up to the balcony, and the people that live on the top floor can't carry down to the Chatzar. However, since Marpeta is 10 Tzvachim above the ground, it's considered a separate Rishus. And even though the Anche Chatzar made a separate error, while the Anche Marpeta also made a separate error, they didn't make a joint error, each error would be valid to allow the members that live on the bottom floor to carry from the house into the Chatzar, and to allow the members from the top floor to carry from their house into the
marpeta.
Any structure that's in this chutzah that's at least 10 tzvachim above the ground, for example, there's a mound of dirt or a pillar that's at least 10 tzvachim high. The top of the mound or the top of the pillar is considered part of the reshus of the anche marpeta, and they would be allowed to take something from the top of the mound onto the marpeset, or from the marpeset to the top of the mound. However, the people that live in the chutzah would not be allowed to take something off the mound or off the pillar into the chutzah. And since it's 10 tzvachim above the ground, it's not considered part of their reshut. And since they didn't make a joint erev with the anche marpeset, they're not allowed to take something from the mound or from the pillar into the chutzah. However, if there's a structure in this chutzah that's less than 10 tzvachim above the ground, then it's considered part of the reshut of the anche chutzah. However, it's not only part of their reshus, it's also part of the reshus of the anche marpeta. And therefore, neither the anche chutzah nor the anche marpeta would be allowed to take something from the top of the mound or the top of the pillar into the chutzah or into the marpeta. And the structure that's less than 10 tzvachim high is considered part of the reshus of both the anche marpeta and the anche chutzah. And since they did not make a joint error, the top of the mound or the top of the pillar is considered a forbidden reshus to both of them, and neither one of them would be allowed to take anything off the top of the mound or the top of the pillar. If there is a well in this chutzah, and there's an embankment around the well that's at least 10 tzvachim high, or there's a rock in this chutzah that's at least 10 tzvachim high, the top of the rock or the top of the embankment is considered part of the reshut of the anche marpeta, and they're allowed to take something from the top of the embankment or the top of the rock into the marpeset, or from the marpeset to the top of the embankment, or to the top of the rock. Now, the Mephorshim say that the well that has an embankment around it is filled to the top with things that are forbidden to move on Shabbos. It's filled with things that are muktzah. So we don't have to be afraid that the things inside the well will be taken from it on Shabbos, and then the top of the well will be less than 10 tefachim high. However, if the well is filled with things that are muktzah to be moved on Shabbos, those things are not muktzah. In such a case, even the anche marpeset would not be allowed to take things from the top of the well into the marpeset, and we would be afraid that maybe the things inside the well will be taken from it on Shabbos, and then the top of the well will be less than 10 tzvachim above the ground and will no longer be considered part of the reshus of the anche marpeset. Now, if the rock or the embankment is less than 10 tzvachim above the ground, in such a case, the top of the rock or the top of the embankment is considered part of the reshus of the anche chutzah. Now, not to say it's only part of the reshus of the anche chutzah, it's also part of the reshus of the anche marpeta. So since the top of the embankment or the top of the rock is less than 10 tzvachim above the ground, and it's considered part of the reshus of both the anche chutzah and the anche marpeta, and the anche chutzah and the anche marpeta did not make a joint erev, so the top of the rock or the top of the embankment is forbidden to both of them. Neither the anche chutzah nor the anche marpeta would be allowed to take something from the top of the rock or the top of the embankment, since it's less than 10 tzvachim above the ground, and it's considered part of the reshus
are both the Anshei Chazur and the Anshei Marpeza. A Medvar Mamura B'smucha. That which we said, that a structure that's in this Chazur, that's 10 tefachim above the ground, is part of the Rishus of the Anshei Marpeza, and they're allowed to take something from the structure onto the Marpeza. That's only if the structure is close to the Marpeza. Avo B'muflege Afilu Gvoa Asar Tzvachim L'Chazur. However, if the structure is far from the Marpeza, in such a case, even if the structure is 10 tefachim above the ground, it would be part of the reshus of the B'nai Chazur, meaning to say, it would be part of the reshus of both the B'nai Chazur and the B'nai Marpeza, and neither one of them would be allowed to take something from the structure into the Chazur or into the Marpeza. And since it's far away from the Marpeza, and the people that live in the Marpeza cannot easily access the top of the pillar or the top of the mound, it would not be considered part of their reshus alone. Instead, it's part of the reshus of both the Anshei Chazur and the Anshei Marpeza. And since they did not make a joint Erev, it would be forbidden to both of them. Ve'ezehi smucha, kol she'ena rechoka arba tefachim. What's considered a structure that's close to the Marpeza? As long as it's within 4 tefachim of the Marpeza. In such a case, if the structure is at least 10 tefachim above the ground, it would be considered part of the reshus of the Anshei Marpeza. However, if it's more than 4 tefachim away from the Marpeza, it's no longer considered only part of the reshus of the Anshei Marpeza. Instead, it's part of the reshus of both the Anshei Chazur and the Anshei Marpeza, and neither one of them would be allowed to carry from the top of the structure into the Chazur or into the Marpeza. By Dorsham, Eina Oithra, somebody who places an Erev Chazeres in a gatehouse, or in a porch, or on a balcony, that would not be a valid Erev Chazeres. As an Erev Chazeres, which allows you to carry from the houses into the Chazer, has to be placed in a place of residency. And a gatehouse, porch, or balcony is not considered a valid place of residency. And somebody who lives in a gatehouse, porch, or balcony that opens up into a Chazer, he would not usher the other members of the chazer from carrying from their houses into the chazer. If the person who lived in the Beis Shah Sadra Marpeza did not contribute toward the Erev Chazeres would be valid, and they would be allowed to carry from their houses into the chazer. And since he lives in a place that's not fit for residency, he does not have to be included in the Erev Chazeres. B'beis HaTeven, u'beis HaBakar, u'beis HaEitzim, u'beis HaOitzrois, ha'reis the Erev. If the Erev is placed in a storehouse for straw, or a place where the cattle is kept, or a woodshed, or a general storehouse, that would be considered a valid Erev, as it would be considered a place which is fit for residency. Even though it's being used to store things in it, it is fit for residency, and since it has an opening into the chazer, you could place Erev Chazeres in one of these structures. The Hador Sham Eisra. And somebody who lives in one of these structures, he would offer the other members of the chazer from carrying from their houses into the chazer. If he did not contribute toward the Erev Chazeres would not be valid. And since he's living in a place that is fit for residency, if he doesn't contribute toward the Erev would not be valid. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and Yeshon Tzitzis Yasho Ba'abayis, Eino Oisro Lo. Rabbi Yehuda said, if there's a person that's living in the Beit HaTavon or Beit HaBakar, and the owner of the chazer keeps some of his possessions in the Beit HaTavon or the Beit HaBakar, in such a case, the person who lives in the Beit HaTavon or Beit HaBakar would not stop the Baal Chazer from carrying from his house into the chazer. Even if no Erev was made, the Baal Chazer would be allowed to carry from his house into the chazer. And since he also keeps his things in the Beit HaTavon or Beit HaBakar, even though there's somebody living there, he does not offer the Baal Chazer from carrying from his house into the chazer. However, the Mefarshim say that's only if there's no other resident in the chazer besides the person who owns the chazer and the tenant, the person who is living in the Beit HaTavon or Beit HaBakar. But if there are other people living in the chazer besides the owner of the Beit HaTavon and the tenant who is living in the Beit HaTavon, even though the owner of the chazer keeps some of his possessions in the Beit HaTavon or Beit HaBakar, the person who lives in the Beit HaTavon or Beit HaBakar would answer the other members of the chazer from carrying from their house into the chazer,
if he did not contribute towards the Erev, as even though the Baal Chatzar keeps some of his possessions in the Beis HaTavon or Beis HaBakar, since there is a tenant that's living there, and there are also other members that live in this Chatzar, the person who lives in the Beis HaTavon would have to contribute towards the Erev.